Lots of things I have to tell you tonight, and I know that I have to condense the speaking part because people get annoyed. But people are very fond nowadays of saying that there's lethargy on the campuses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think you could spend your time going around and talking about what lethargy there was on the campuses, but you could go and find out where the energy pockets are, because they're really there. So, on and off to tonight's concert, I'll sprinkle little bits of encouragement, which is sometimes what I think my job in life may be, if nothing else, maybe at the very least, and maybe it would end up being the very most, is to provide hope to people who are on the verge of or even have given up. Because in the face of general atrocities, which is what we're facing all day, every day, really, unless we successfully blind ourselves, which is the other problem, it's very difficult to pick out something and say, oh, well, there I could be useful. You know, there's something I could do. It just looks so futile because we are really, in my opinion, working uphill in an avalanche. But it doesn't mean it's totally impossible. It just means it's hopelessly difficult. Same old rap about human nature, because people love to do this thing with human nature. There's the side of people which says human nature is basically bad, wicked, violent, evil, no good, lousy, rotten, there's always going to be war, there's always been war, you know, which exempts you from ever having to do anything. And then there's the other end of that whole stick, which is called what I call the bliss bunnies. People are basically beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful vibrations, and if you just eat the right foods and everything, it's really beautiful. What happens in all that is that you avoid one major issue, which is work. You're really going to have to face up to things and, in my opinion, grab onto very new weapons. In my lifetime, I think that one of my jobs is to try to prove to people that the old weapons, which are weapons of violence, are going to prove just as futile as they have for the last 6,000 years, and we're going to have to try new ones. What's happened now is I got myself completely involved in this rap, and I don't know what to sing next. But I'll tell you what. I'm crossing that later, but that's a very funny time to say that. Silver dagger. How about this one instead?
Easy.
after Dylan did his concert tour, of course, I'm depressed. So what did you think? So I wrote a song so that I wouldn't have to discuss it. I just wrote a song about my response about the church. It's called The Winds of the Old Days. A singer abroad in a foreign land, speaking on issues both humble and grand. Decades flew past her, and there on the page, she read that the prince had returned to the stage. Hovering near treacherous water, a friend saw her drifting and caught her. Unguarded fantasies flying too far, memories tumbling like sweets from a jar. And take me down to the harbor now. Tonight in New York City in Health Forum, There's a big to-do going on by many of the different groups who've worked since the Chilean coup, and it's called Friends of Chile. And there's Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie and Dennis Hopper and a whole slew of people and Bob Dylan. So I think we have some things to be grateful for. But I would like to sing one of the songs that became practically an anthem in Chile, and never know how much people know about Chile, or whether you're fed up with it, or whether you never really understood, or what, but it is about 20,000 corpses later than it was last September, and 16,000 refugees, I don't know how many thousand people in prison, being called political prisoners, people picked up at random, people picked up for politics, people picked up for being on the streets too late, or whatever. I got very involved in that because of my work with Amnesty International, which I'll explain to you a little bit later. And I learned one song that was sung a lot in Chile. So, gracias a la vida, it means thanks to life for all that you've given me. And then the woman who wrote it names everything from canary birds to turbine engines. And she, in her own strange way, she was a very beautiful woman. She was probably the most famous Chilean protest songwriter. She wrote this, and she killed herself shortly afterwards. And she sings it so sad, like, thank you for all these things, but it was her goodbye song. And I realized when I started singing it that to me it was a song that was very full of life. And I sing it that way. The Chilean people. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio luceros, y cuando los abro, perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco, y en el alto cielo. Supongo es brillante.